Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host and reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area, the National Niobrara Scenic River, including Smith Falls State Park and many other wonders in the Niobrara Valley. And check out Home of the Nebraska Star Party at Merritt Reservoir and International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. You can find out more by going to visitvalentine.org.
And discover Tri-State Livestock News. They're the cattleman's publication. They deliver comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available every week online. You can go to Tri-State Livestock News. That's TSLN.com. Get the latest in updates and subscribe there.
What do you have to share on The Good Stuff for everyone today?
Some very in-depth shower thoughts.
Yeah, those are always in-depth.
They're fun. I like them. You like them. We all like them. Fidget spinners seem like something that belongs in the 80s or 90s. I think I might agree with that. I lose all respect for myself when I bite my tongue. I've been chewing for so many decades. How do I mess that up? You know, it's really funny because when I do it, I do get mad.
Yes. Yeah.
I hadn't put it quite as clearly as that. Google Maps should have a least stressful route. Amen. Do I hear an amen on that, everybody? Wearing a suit for your job used to be something of a status symbol. Now, being able to wear jeans and a t-shirt is. The most humble person in the world can never acknowledge how humble they are. People, they don't need to either. People always seem content to try and convince you that you can only be a sheep or a wolf in this world, but seem to conveniently forget about shepherds and sheepdogs. And the saying, curiosity killed the cat, makes much more sense once you've owned a cat and seeing all the stupid things they get into.
They can certainly get involved in stuff. Here's a little something called courage from Edgar Guest. Courage isn't a brilliant dash, a daring deed in a moment's flash. It isn't an instantaneous thing, born of despair with a sudden spring. It isn't a creature of flickered hope or the final tug at a slipping rope. But it's something deep in the soul of man that is working always to serve some plan. Courage isn't the last resort in the work of life or the game of sport. It isn't a thing that a man can call at some future time when he's apt to fall. If he hasn't it now, he will not have it. When the strain is great and the pace is hot, for who would strive for a distant goal must always have courage within his soul. Courage isn't a dazzling light that flashes and passes away from sight. It's a slow, unwavering, ingrained trait with the patience to work and the strength to wait. It's part of a man when his skies are blue. It's part of him when he has work to do. The brave man never is freed of it. He has it when there is no need of it. Courage was never designed for show. It isn't a thing that can come and go. It's written in victory and defeat and every trial a man may meet. It's part of his hours, his days, and his years, back of his smiles and behind his tears. Courage is more than a daring deed. It's the breath of life and a strong man's creed. And that is called Courage from Edgar Guest.
Shortly after takeoff on an outbound evening British Airways flight from Glasgow in Scotland to Toronto in the USA, the lead flight attendant nervously made the following painful announcement in her lovely Scottish brogue. Oh, I'm going to mess this up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so very sorry, but it appears there has been a terrible mix-up by our catering service. I don't know how this happened, but we have 368 passengers on board, and unfortunately, we only have 300 meals. I truly apologize for this mistake and inconvenience. When the muttering of the passengers had died down, she continued, Anyone who is kind enough to give up their meal so that someone else can eat will receive free and unlimited drinks for the duration of our 10-hour flight. Her next announcement came about 2.5 hours later. If anyone is hungry, we still have about 300 dinners available.
Got your priorities going there.
I guess so.
Thanks for sharing that, and thanks to everyone for tuning in to The Good Stuff.